Spanish Fly Experience.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can't you see my love shine through the dark? Can't you see that you must be a part of that beat in my heart? That beat in my heart.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Another fabulous podcast being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. But the only difference is about this podcast is being brought to you at the place where it all happens, where the magic happens. And I'm not talking about my bedroom in Sacramento, California. I'm talking about right here in the city of Fresno, California. My boy, Rudy Herrera, my special guest, my producer. You know, the guy who takes care of everything for me is right. We're right here in his garage bringing you this podcast. What's cracking, Rudy?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, we're just right here just having a few brews. Just decided to say, fuck it. We're going to do a podcast right here in your garage.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Especially, yeah, right here on a Friday night. I was going to say it's fucking Saturday. I still used to be here on Saturdays, man. But you know what? Fuck it. We're here on Friday. Just us right here. Got the girls right here outside chilling with us, you know, doing our thing. And we just say, you know what? We're born. Hallelujah. Fuck it. Let's do a fucking podcast, Rudy. Yeah, let's do this.
Hell yeah.
So what's going on, man? What you got? What do you want to talk about, man? What's going on?
All sorts of shit. Let's talk about anything. Anything and everything.
Anything and everything, you know. Of course, you know. Oh, fuck the election. We don't want to bring that fucking faggot up in the mix. And, you know, the president of the United States. I call him Donald Trump. Fucking cocksucker. Asshole. Yeah, extraordinaire. But, you know,
Kanye for 2020.
I'd rather have fucking Kanye West be my fucking president than that
fuck
faggot.
That. Why the fuck would you have Kanye West?
I don't know. I just don't like Donald Trump. I'd rather have anybody but Donald Trump, man.
Hell to the nah.
Shit. I'd rather have fucking, I'd rather have The Rock be the fucking president. Ric Flair, somebody like that. Fucking, we'll bring back Ronald Reagan from the fucking dead and have him be president. I'd rather have that happen. Shit.
So if you had Dwayne Johnson become the president, you know his fucking big ass is going to fucking go to Iraq and fight everybody himself.
Well, I bet he could probably do it, man. He'd be fucking trying to, you know, bring out the Brahma Bull himself and fucking go and give everybody the, what's that fucking move that he does? The fucking people's elbow and shit? Fucking, I don't know, man. I doubt that fool could do it, man. But
I
you know,
I can see that motherfucker bringing Vin Diesel with him and, like, jumping cars over fucking Iraq or something.
Shit, he'll probably fucking try to dig out Paul Walker and fucking do that some shit
that's
like that, too.
Up. Why would you say that, dude? That's fucked up.
Hey, man, people always, you know, Paul Walker. I'm talking about in a good way, though, man. He'll bring him back and, you know.
Don't hit on that guy, man. You leave him out of there, fam. Fuck that motherfucker. Nah, that's fucked up.
Hey, man, you know about Paul Walker, man. You know, it's just fucked up how people make fun of him. You know that page our boy Jay Sayakami has, a boy out in Utah. This fool got that Ricer of the Day page. And this motherfucker is that to go on there talking shit about my boy Paul Walker, you know, like, I don't know, just, I don't even want to get into detail, man. It just sucks balls, man. Poor guy, man. Disrespecting the fool. Getting, you know, tossing and turning in his grave, man.
That's but fucked up. I heard somebody call him Charco.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I'm a barbecue guy, man, but I wouldn't use him as Charco, man. I don't know.
You would use Paul Walker.
I wouldn't use him as fucking charcoal. I don't know. He probably would. I don't know. He would suck at getting the fire started. He's too light, man. He's too white.
Yeah, this is a different podcast today.
Yeah, we're just singing it in a whole other direction, man. We just said fuck it, man. Aside from what I really do, you know, on my podcast every single week, you know, every Friday we bring you guys something fresh. But this time around, we just decided just to, you know, have a fucking all out fucking podcast, just talk about whatever, you know. I hope you listeners out there listening to this will like what we're talking about. If you guys want to you know, say something or what we're talking about, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. Being a little too harsh, but
it's a little rough this time, man. Fuck,
it's because I got a little bit of alcohol. I mean, normally when I do my podcast, I'm sober, so I got a lot of anger, man. A lot of
it's
issues.
Probably because you're wearing that whack-ass Niner hat.
Oh, shit. Well, you know, yeah, I know. I'm in the fucking house of the fucking the cowgirls, you know. Yeah, well, is it the Niner house? I'm being told it's a Niner house behind me. I got the audience behind me saying Niners, but anyway.
It's kind of fun, though, man. I'm talking a lot of shit. And even got to the music yet. What the fuck?
I know, man. What's going on with this shit? You know, fucking, it's, you know, we're just a free-for-all fucking podcast, man. You know, people want to listen to it. They can. They don't like it. Well, then, oh, well, fuck it. On to the next one, man. We're just going to do what we do. But are we going to play some music today? What's going on, Rudy?
Yeah, what's up, man? What do you got for us?
You know, I was thinking about one of my favorite songs as a kid when I was growing up. I remember this. My boy, Chico DeBarge, had a song that came out in 1986. Pretty dope jam. I like it.
I was born in 86, man. Yeah, I wouldn't remember that shit.
Of course, because you were fucking a little itching your daddy's pants at that time. So, shit. A little gleam in your mama's eye and it came together and made you. Here we are, man. I was 10 years ago, man. You know, I was 10 years old at that time, man. I probably would have been in there like, oh, God, what's going on in there?
That's like the best thing that happened in 86 is when I was conceived.
Yeah, it was 86, man. Sorry, the best thing was already Roman Earth. That was me 10 years after
I was
born.
Conceived like in 85. I was born in 86.
Yeah, well, 10 years either way, I was still here. You know, 10 years past when I was born in 76. I'm an old motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Still get down with the best of them. That's how we roll. But anyways, like I was saying, this song right here, one of my favorite songs, like I said, 1986, came out from my boy Chico DeBarge. This song is called Talk To Me. I hope you guys like this one. I know it's kind of a rare song. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this song or not. But anyway, sit back, relax, listen to this song. Let's have fun with this one, Rudy. Spanish Fly Experience in Fresno, California this time around. Let's fuck this shit up, man. Let's do this. Talk to me. 1986, my boy Chico DeBarge up in the house playing that groove right there. That's a jam right there, man. I don't know what you guys were doing back in 1986, but, you know, I was barely discovering I had balls back then, but then, like, oh, shit.
I was fucking being born.
You were being born? You were being made, or I don't know what the
no,
fuck.
I was
you,
being born.
Your dad was finishing off your legs. That's what he was doing, man. Then the minute he stuck it in there, man, you couldn't take it no more. Boom, here
holy
you came,
crap.
You motherfucker.
You're not talking about my parents having sex. That's just weird as fuck.
Well, you're the one that fucking brought up. I was being made by this other shit. You know, you're talking all that shit about being fucking born and whatnot. Of course, you know, you got to conceive to make a kid. And, you know.
That's 1985, goddammit.
All right. Well, Chico DeBarge wasn't even thinking about that song at that time, but, you know.
You know, he's probably doing some lines or something, because that's what everybody did in the 80s.
Shit. 80s, 70s, 90s, 2000s, motherfuckers don't give up, man. Some scandalous shit out there.
It's like a popular drug, huh? Everybody still does that shit.
Well,
like,
yeah, I mean, well, and see, yeah, they're doing the fucking illegal shit, but yet they can't do any of the legal shit. Like, you know, of course, weed, you know, now in the state of California is legal. Of course, along with Washington and fucking Colorado, you know. But motherfuckers doing that, what are they, smoking that crack rock and shit and... You know, whatever the fuck they're doing, man. They're just smoking shit other than fucking weed, man. But, you know, yeah.
They're living like bath salts now. And, like, everybody's, like, super fucking human. You know, like, super Saiyan.
Assholes turning into fucking zombies and shit over there in Florida,
assholes
man.
Assholes turning into zombies? What is that, like, an asshole zombie?
It's an asshole zombie, man. It's going to come out.
Dude, that's fucked up. Like,
it's gonna bite your toilet paper when you wipe your ass, bro. It's going to fucking...
It's like you'll fucking, like, grunt in your face and then fucking trip you while you
that's
walk
a
by,
nasty,
right?
That sounds like a nasty fart, dude. Fuck. Without it being
that's
wet.
That's how you fart?
Yeah, that's fucking... Hey, who no matter how kind of farts come out, they just come out, man. They make sounds, you know.
Hold on, but who grunts when they fart?
Of course, you got to push sometimes, you know. But well, sometimes a little more might come out than what you want. And
if you have to force it, then you really got a problem, man. If you just let it flow...
Hey, man. Sometimes that's what we're giving people warning, all right? It's like the hurricane or the fucking Florence. You know, you got to give people a warning before the fucking storm comes, man. You want them to run for cover. That's what it's like with a fart. You know,
well,
you want
like
them to
a hurricane,
know.
Man. So, like,
oh, shit, run.
So what you're saying, like a hurricane, like everybody who understands what a hurricane is.
A slurricane.
It's really fucking strong on the outside, like in the ocean. And then once it comes into land, it cools down, right? So you're telling me inside of your intestines that the fucking fart is, like, extremely massive. We'll call it a Category 5. And
yeah.
It comes out,
hey, but it all depends.
Category 2 or 1?
It depends on what I eat, though, you know, to make it that kind of a category, you know, where it just starts churning and shit inside. And, like, you know, it's warming up, but sometimes, hey, you know, you might get that.
What if it's like a tornado and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you got, like, a shit that comes out? Because, you know, tornadoes just destroy shit.
It just fucking just rolls through.
You just destroy the toilet. What are we talking about?
Chartle Part 2 and Part 3.
Music and shit. What the
oh,
fuck's
man,
going on?
Dude, I have no fucking clue, man. We're just sitting here just...
Get in the chopper. This time it's personal.
Get in the chopper. Get in the toilet. Oh, my God. I don't know. It's just the shit that we're talking about today. It's just a free-for-all fucking podcast, man, you know. Having it at the place where, you know, like I said, where it all goes down. You know, I provide the vocals, you know, about... fucking 300 miles away from here in Sacramento and then fucking shoot down. The beauty of technology, man. Just shit that shit over the fucking internet. Boom, it's there. And then my boy right here in Fresno, California puts all the rest of it together, you know, brings the music out and fucking boom, you got Spanish Fly Experience on
two
a weekly basis. Yeah, two peas in a pod. Finally came together. And of course, as well, my biggest fan that my show that I do on KUB 96.5 FM. Christina Herrera, and Michelle Rodriguez sitting behind me, my lovely wife as well. You know, that's how we do it. Say hi, Christina. One more time, say hi.
What's up, y'all?
It's the one that, you know.
It's got like a sexy voice. It's like, hello, what's up?
Dude, that's my cousin, man. I don't want to hear this shit, man. Keep y'all bedroom business in the fucking house, all right? We don't want to let everybody out there know what goes on.
I'm
we know how
saying,
kids are
man,
made,
like,
but damn. All I hear is like Charlie Brown, wah, 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 because I don't want to hear that bullshit. I don't want to hear that sexiness, all right? Keep it in the fucking bedroom. I don't want to know about that shit.
He said it was sexy.
Keep all that sexy shit out of here. I don't know. I block it out, all right? I put the Charlie Brown voice right there so I don't have to hear what you're talking about, all right?
Okay,
keep that
well,
shit over there.
All right. So let's get back to the music. What do you got for us?
You know, we're going to bust out some soul for real. You know, this group right here was discovered by Heavy D back in the 90s. You know, rest in peace, Heavy D. passed away about a year or two ago. But yeah, he brought out this groove right here, Soul For Real. We're going to go ahead and bust this cut for you. So we're going to try to keep it more music-oriented for the next couple of conversations. I don't know. We don't care. We're just going to bust loose. Fuck it.
It's okay. We're having too much fun with this like live show that we got going on.
Fuck yeah, bro. That's how we roll around this bitch, man. We don't give a fuck. We're just going to just do our thing, and we're going to roll with it, all right? So anyway, this is Every Little Thing I Do from Soul For Real back in 1994 for y'all. Hope y'all enjoy this Spanish Fly Experience along with my special guest, Rudy Herrera.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. We're doing this big right here, Spanish Fly Experience. Let's play this shit. Founder of that group had to throw his voice up in there, Mr. Heavy D. Rest in peace, brother. You know, Soul For Real, busting that. Every Little Thing I Do, You're On My Mind. And Every Little Thing That We Do in the United States, I should say, motherfuckers start crying, just like fucking people from Nike and the fucking Colin Kaepernick thing. Man, what the fuck's going on with that, Rudy? What's your take on that bullshit?
I don't know, man. You're a Niners fan. That was your quarterback.
But you know what, though? Even though he was my quarterback, you know, he fucking threw games out there, that son of a bitch. You know he did, man. You know, he overthrew wide receivers on purpose, brother. I'm telling you, that was not the same Cap that was fucking at the Super Bowl that one year, that one, you know, playoff run year that we had. That was not the same fucking Colin Kaepernick. But, you know, the football aside, you know, I think what he's trying to say on this thing right here is, you know, it's just like, you know, what's America, what's fighting for your rights if, you know, you can't do what you want to do out there and get fucked with by police? I don't know. That's just my take on it. I know people shouldn't be fucked with by police, but at the same time, people shouldn't be out there fucking up, but we don't know. We're not there to see what's going on, man, but, you know.
I personally think the motives change. The motives change no matter what. Like, so, it initially started where he's taking a knee, right, and a lot of people got disrespected by the knee.
Yeah, well, see, because a lot of people were thinking because it was an anti-American fucking, I don't give a fuck what the rights are of this country, you know, or not the rights, but what people believe this country should be by, you know, standing and hand over your heart, hat off your head, shit like that. You know, people were like, why is he sitting down? You know, what's his motive behind that? You know, is what, this fool not American all of a sudden? Like, you know, but in his mind, before he let other people know about it, you know, I think it was kind of dumb to bring that into football. But at the same time, now the platform that he's at, where he's with Nike and expressing his voice, I mean, someone out there was smart enough to pick up what he said, honestly. By Nike being the smart ones and taking his voice, what he thought about it, and becoming the face of what, you know, whatever his little slogan is, that, you know, it's a black and white photo and the little Nike swoosh on there. And, you know, I honestly believe that it is not anti-American. To me, I believe it's just taking a stand of what you believe in. And since he's got a little bit of black in him, even though he was raised by a white family, oh my God, he doesn't know what it's like to be a white boy, huh? But he fucking is out there showing people that, you know what, we're not going to stand for this shit no more. We're not going to stand, you know, for police brutality. You know, I understand sometimes people, you know, I don't know, I don't want to get racial on you, black, Mexican, I don't know, fucking get profiled by police before you, a white man would be, you know, profiled, but, you know.
I personally think that all this shit's getting fucking, like, way out of hand. I personally think it's getting way out of hand. I think, okay, well, a lot of people, there's half of America that gets offended, and they're like, no.
Yeah, you know what happens to the ones getting offended.
Well, I mean, he should stand and this and that, you know what I mean? And then the other half's like, no, he should, you know, fight for what he wants. And in all reality, though, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, in all reality, I mean, all these people who fight for our freedom, they fight for the freedom in order for us to express the way we want to express things.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you're going to hurt a lot of fucking feelings when you do it.
Of course.
You're going to hurt a lot of fucking feelings.
Yeah, so of course.
It's like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But
fuck yeah.
For him, he's like, he's going that extra step to do what he needs to do. Now, there's a lot of things like I personally don't agree with, but I'm not going to get into that. But my background is, you know, I mean, you know, Paul.
Of course.
My background is, like, you know, I work with military contractors.
Of course, yeah.
And I see a lot of these people who are away from their families, and they all fight for something, right?
Yeah, they all stand for their son.
You know, and they go away for a long, long time, and then they come back, and then a lot of them get fucked up because
PTSD
and stuff like that.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, okay. People are out there fighting this fucking war for America. You know, they're out there fighting for the country, getting, you know, thanked by people, random people in the streets, motherfuckers that don't even know them. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. But it's like, that person that you're thanking for the service probably, you know, is suffering from PTSD. Probably blew someone's fucking brains out. Not someone, like, fucking 100 people's brains out in the fucking country, whatever they were, you know, at war at.
PTSD comes in all different...
Yeah, it comes in all kinds of different forms.
Situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like... You know, you have the people, like, who go through dramatic stuff like that, where I have personal friends who, like, gone and done tours in Iraq and stuff like that. And then you have people who, like, I work with the Navy, who are away from their families, and then they go on the boat, right?
Yeah.
And when they're on the boat, they deal with a lot of similar situations.
It might not be,
it might not be like a big, you know, thing like somebody getting blown up or somebody getting shot.
Yeah.
But it's like you're on the boat with a carrier and all of a sudden you have an aircraft that runs over your fucking leg. You know what I mean? Like now you don't have your leg no more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's like that kind of post-traumatic
but,
stress.
Yeah, but you got that brain up there that's suffering. Because you're like looking down like, what the fuck? I used to have a leg, all of a sudden now I don't.
But then you got to think about everybody else who's around that person who experienced, they might not experience the physical pain or like the emotional loss of like a limb or something.
Yeah.
But they're also experiencing what that person's going through visual, you know?
Of like, course, yeah.
It fucks somebody up, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, I just seen this guy's fucking legs get fucking decapitated, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it fucks them up, and so like... They go through all that stuff. Now, aside from what I mean, this is kind of we're getting off track of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like all these people, like, you know, like, okay, they fight for the freedom for him to say whatever he wants to say, right?
Of course.
But I think what had happened along the lines, I think America fucked everything up.
Yes, they did.
I'm not talking about, like, you know, the troops or anything. I'm talking about, like, the Facebookers. I'm talking about the Instagrammers. I think they fucked everything up because I think what Kaepernick was trying to do at first... It was his right, but at the same time, everybody had a fucking opinion.
Everybody had an opinion. It had to make him look bad, yeah, of course.
It took me a while for me to understand this because I had to go through this and I had to understand what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
But he's doing this shit for his reasons, right? And a lot of people are thinking like, well, you could fight against fucking, you know, police brutality and all that shit
yeah.
a different way.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, take it out on the American flag, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
but see, I don't think he's taking it out on the American flag. You know what he's doing? Is he's taking it out on, you know, the face of America, you know, while he's, of course, sitting on his ass or kneeling. What's the biggest sport out there, man, that, you know, is the biggest platform to go and present yourself and fucking just be seen by everybody? You know, honestly... We already both know what it is. Football.
Well, you know, for America, yeah.
Yeah, football, yeah, all over America. Football yeah. is probably seen by, you know, more Americans than fucking The Price is Right. Or, you know, even like the old school shows like MASH, you know, motherfucking ratings were like through the roof.
MASH?
You know what I'm saying? Like, MASH was one of the highest shows ranked, bro.
Really?
We're talking about military okay. shit right here.
So
you know, I'm just saying, you know, like,
MASH,
yeah. MASH was one of the highest rated. Look it up, bro. Use fucking,
no, I believe you. I mean, like,
you know, MASH is like one of the highest rated fucking programs out there, probably still in America today, you know. You know, and fucking, they were, you know, being blown out of the water every fucking, you know, year by football. Football games are, you know, watched by everyone and then some, you know, fucking, of course, you know, what is the biggest, you know, way for him to show himself off? Be like, you know, I'm going to put my word out there on the football game, you know. And whatever his other little protest that he had to the side, you know, throwing games, which I believe that he did. That's why he got fucking, you know, released by the fucking Niners, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into that right
he
now, but.
He released out of Niners because he fucking sucks.
Well, he did suck as a quarterback. I'm not going to lie. He did. But, you know, he didn't use his quarterback skills to get this fucking multi-billion-dollar contract from fucking Nike.
He gave up on the game, and the game gave up on him.
Yeah, exactly. That's why nobody wanted him, bro. Quarterback fucking hungry teams would not even look his fucking way. They threw away his number. They're like, fuck you, Kaepernick. You suck balls. But, you know what? Go ahead and take a stand and do what you believe
Nike
in.
Nike believes in something with him, and it might fuck up Nike. I mean, who knows?
No.
It might fuck up Nike.
It might fuck up Nike, but you know what? The only way Nike will get fucked up is if the NFL fucking ripped away that fucking contract who makes those jerseys, man. Who do they fucking make the jerseys for? Not only all 30 fucking two teams of the NFL or however many teams
well,
there are.
We are in football season, so like we'll you know. This season. If
but
the
you
NFL
know,
gets rid of Nike, then we know the answer but, to it, right?
But you know what, though? I mean, there's other people in the other countries that buy Nike that don't give a fuck about what happens over here. But you know what I mean? They still want to wear that fucking swoosh on the side of their fucking foot for
oh,
some
man,
reason. They want to look good, so they're going to go ahead and spend all that money on a fucking Nike. Either way, they're going to stay above water regardless of who their face is. But you know what? I think we all know that part of America that's going to say, fuck you and not buy
well,
Nikes no
all
more.
All I got to say is if Nike... If NFL drops Nike, hey, NFL, you need to holler at Villains the same.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, be the face behind the NFL fucking jerseys. That'd be dope, man, to see the VNS instead of the swoosh. That'd be dope, man. You know what? Right? Let's start a fucking campaign to fucking trash Nike so we can get them to look this way and get the VNS fucking logo up on them jerseys, man. That'd be dope to see a VNS on a Niner jersey. Your most fucking hated team. That'd be dope. Oh, shit. You gotta do it, bro. Hey, you gotta do it.
Look, bro. If it comes down to our brand supporting the NFL, I'm not going to be a hater, man. I'm going to make sure all our logos get on every single team.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Just do what you got. You know what I mean? And just that'd be, you know, a part of the
but
money.
Hey, everybody can dream, right?
Everybody can dream, of course. You know? Just like me being a dreamer of being a fucking real radio station fucking host. But I don't know, dude. I'm surprised that I make it because the amount of fucking words that, you know, the F words that come out of my mouth on a daily fucking basis, on a minute basis, I probably say more F words in the fucking minute than the average man. I don't know, man.
Hey, well, that's the beauty of having our own podcast, right?
That's right. That's why we just.
The fuck you want
to
say.
Exactly. Even the music says whatever the fuck it wants to say. Just like my next fucking song right here. Straight out of Vallejo, California, V-Town, not far from where I live at in the city of Sactown. This is your boy, Sally Sal, off the Killer Cali album. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Nike shit just a little bit, but we're going to go ahead and play some music for you. This is It's Going Down. That's right. We used to say back in the old day, we're boning down tonight. But yeah, that's how we used to roll back then, but anyhow, let me not ruin the song for you. Sally Sal's going down tonight right here, the Spanish Fly Experience, live in the city of Fresno, California.
It's going down tonight, you know I got to go get fitted. Hit the mall to get it, then I stop to get my hair twisted up in ponytails, then sell a bill back to the grain to let my peoples know, you know it's going down tonight, man, we living. I got the 411 on the bumping. We riding with them heaters if they funkin', then we dumping. I'm slumping in the meantime, my speakers are jumping up out they box. I see these brides choosing, man, they sprung on my Shirley locks. Made the block and they was all up on my bumpers trying to pull me over, but now I get said nothing when I'm sober. Hit the gas and smoked it up, smashed off a Maldi. Bending corners laughing cause I left their car cloudy. Went to my partner house and they was posted splitting Vegas. Bet $5 a game, I'm at 95 on Sega. Tagging out the room, fools laying on the ground. They better have some get back cause tonight is going down. Now we slamming bones. Up in my hood it's on. We make a casino up out your home. Head up, I sit some down fast. Where they stash, yelling stand up when you pass. Turn over your bones and give me your cash. I hit the step with the money I want to give me a photo. A00 on the scene, I'm an OG on the ink for sure. I get twisted up in knots, purse straight sloppy. Prize breeders on my nuts and haters wanna mock me. Can't understand how deep I get when I spit this real on real to real. Straight up out the heels, doing a minute wheel. Steel toe, boot stomping, bobbing my head to the womp and getting my knees dirty. When I'm stanging among the dice for Thompson, side betting Lil Joe and the duck, now watch me grow. I let him go and watch that double deuce lock up a show. I talk sad and clown, walking around and making my round, snatching my money up off the ground, cause tonight it's going down. Finally nightfall, jumped in my 7-4, smashing cause I'm tight, y'all. Check to see if the tech was on the passenger seat, I need some heat. The only way I'm a creep, late night, through these faulty streets. Been the block and seen the whole crew on the counter, smelling that aroma, talking about the bump and coming up on the super fast, something cool, you know how we do it. Touch him with some game and fill him with some different fluid. We hit the stores, about 30 players belling in. Give me some C&B, some Hennessy and Seagram's gin. Lemon squeeze, but no chasing, fool, we straight lacing. Jump in the mob and punch it to the bumpers, players racing. We
pulls up and see you posted outside. Get me gone, I'm in the zone, ready to take me something home. Wall to wall breeders, top notches, maintenance going down. At this bump I fam, tonight fool is going down.
Most definitely going down in the fucking garage of my boy Rudy Herrera, Herrera family, with Christina Rodriguez Herrera in the background. Yay. And of course Michelle Rodriguez in the background, just chilling. And if you hear some yakety yakking bullshit up in the background, I'm sorry, these ladies think, you know, they're trying to get their little 15 minutes of fame up in here. You know, no matter how they're trying to get heard, they're just doing shit, man.
I'm trying to get mine too, man. Share some of that wealth.
Oh, you know, well, you already are, man. Shit, you fucking. I say your fucking name every fucking week, god dang it. Shit. That's right, I don't say the GD word, you know. I don't want to go to hell, man.
God damn it.
No, you can say it. I don't give a fuck. I ain't going to say it. But you know, like I said,
I know I'm going to hell.
You know, yeah, that's why you got that fucking flame right there for the Villains and Saints. But you know what? It's all good. Villains and Saints clothing, man. I tell you, you got the fucking dope lineup. The fall gear just fucking dropped a couple weeks ago. And, you know, why don't you tell them a little bit about your business, homie?
Oh, we're a streetwear brand. We're a streetwear brand that promotes nothing but positive. Positivity, positive. The name Villains and Saints just comes from the whole battle between good and evil, man. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody, we all fight that fucking fight, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. So, yeah, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. That's where you want to head to. And the way I have it set up is that if you hit Spanish Fly and the discount, you got to get 10% off.
You know, and I apologize, people. I should have actually brought that shit up to you guys. I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to line up his pockets a little bit fatter. But, yeah, I forgot to mention that if you say, you know, or I'm sorry, if you go to the VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com website or however, you know, whatever platform is used to access the Villains and Saints clothing, put my name, Spanish Fly, on there, and, yes, you will get 10% off. Fucking fat gear out there, tell you, man. You know, not only that, you know
that's a gift from us, from Villains and Saints. Like, if you listen to Spanish Flies podcast, that's what you're gonna get. You're gonna get 10% off our clothing, and that's off of everything. We got hats, we got shirts, we got sweaters, we got backpacks, we got everything.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and I know it's like you know, just not, I don't want to say it's a cliche, but you know, it's just a fucking a dope saying that, you know what, you're not going to get labeled whether you're good or bad, Villains and Saints, you know, whatever kind of life you decide to live, you're going to go balls out and don't give a fuck and just do it. Just like Nike, just do it. Colin Kaepernick, just do it, motherfucker.
You know what, but Nike lost sight of their people, so Villains and Saints is a little bit more family oriented, so we support each and every one of you.
Yeah.
And we see who orders all our stuff.
Right.
So every single person who orders our stuff, your family, we know who you are by first and last name. We see it. We send it to you. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Nike, whatever. Nike do what they do. But I'm just saying, for us, your family.
Yeah, so of course, you know, and, you know, my boy Rudy Herrera, he's been family even before he actually got into the family, married-wise, you know. Fucking, you know, he knows how to carry that shit on, man. He knows what to do with it. He knows how to make people feel comfortable out there, you know. And
fuck it. He said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and just fucking let everybody know how I feel about my clothing. Feel comfortable, you know, I'm going to let you know how comfortable I am, right? You know, I'm pretty sure it's a little comfort level you got.
Oh, yeah. These fucking, this clothing that we created, it's so much comfortability in it, and like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little biased because it's my own brand, but I think it's fucking dope.
Yeah, I think it's dope as well. I mean, we both are sporting the fucking shirt. Man,
oh, yeah, we're wearing it right now.
Yes,
right?
Of course, you know, I was one of the first ones to get it, you know, but, you know, hey, gotta show love, man, one way or the other. Got the bumper sticker on the back of the whip. I'm ready to slap one on the back of my fucking little S10 pickup.
There you go.
You know, just gotta let everybody know what's cracking down at Villains and Saints Clothing. You know, like I said, 10% off, you get that clothing, and, you know, I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. But speaking of 10% off, you think fucking DJ Quick had those fucking pants, what do you think the percentage was off on this fucking pants when he fucking busted that one song? What was it called? Can I Eat It or something like that?
Can I Eat It?
Yeah. What do you think the percentage of the pants was off until you discovered
those
that
motherfuckers
fuck?
Were off 90%.
90%? Right at the fucking ankles? He was probably starting to eat through the drawers at that point, man. Drooling and shit. Didn't give a fuck, but...
Ooh, DJ Quick, you nasty.
You nasty motherfucker. You know, that's what they tell him on that song, you know? Man. I don't know, dude. I wonder if he tried to, like, kiss his girls after he was done going, you know, down on that cooch, man. What do you think?
Nah, I don't think so. DJ Quick, he was a pimp, man. He was the type that,
He was a classy pimp, clean pimp. Like, he gave a fuck about the girls' feelings, or did he just,
he
like...
He didn't give a damn. He didn't give a damn.
He didn't give a fuck about that shit. He fucking ate the cooch and still said, I love you, baby.
No, the song was that he, I don't want to eat it. He tells you in this whole song why he don't want to eat it.
But you know what, though? He was still doing it. He was still eating it. But, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't just fucking give up on one girl. Be like, you know, I ain't going to eat it no more. But you never know, man. It's like, you know, once somebody throws up something, they don't want to eat it no more, you know? And I'm pretty sure once he saw that fucking, all those little, I don't know, what makes... yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
What is it?
What makes the coochie fucking dirty where he didn't want to eat it no
what
more?
What is this, a fucking sex show all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's a fucking just whatever the fuck we want to talk about kind of show. That's how Spanish Fly fucking rolls up in this bitch. Spanish Fly's experience, man. We're experiencing a whole different level tonight up in this motherfucker, right?
Man, let's just experience the music. How about that? Are you cool with that?
All right, well, we'll put aside the fucking bullshit talk for the few minutes.
But we're
going to
play
minutes.
DJ Quick, though,
yeah,
right?
Of course, we're going to play DJ Quick, since we was talking about...
You brought him up.
Fucking, of course, you know, because we brought him up, so I feel we'll just go ahead and just drop that fucking cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to eat it. Don't eat the coochie, dirty motherfuckers. My boy DJ Quick right here, he's going to tell you how it is, so make sure you guys turn up your radios for this one.
Yeah, this shit's going to bump hell of a hard.
Hell of fucking hard, man. That's how we roll up in this bitch, man. It's my experience. Dropping that gun. I can't do nothing for you on that tip, girl. So you can keep that salmon sandwich to yourself. While I kick it for my niggas. Hey, getting right back at you, the nigga named Q. Telling my homies be careful of the things that you do. Cause I went out, asked out, I should've never tripped and put my lips in between hips. But I used to eat that thing that didn't sit on a plate. Didn't taste like steak, got up and left about 8. But I had to do it to make up for the fact that I was young. I was showing and proving to Hooties I could work they pearl tongue. But then, game got killed cause the girl kept pushing my head all up under the quilt. And I was like, damn, you must be sick. You mean you'd rather have a tongue instead of a pair of nuts and a stick?
You goddamn.
And every single night, I look until my tongue turned white. I thought I was a freak till I heard my homies brag.
Eating that coochie make it grow a mustache.
Yeah, so I took that advice. And right before I hit it, I took baby monkey, lifted up, and I bit it. Yeah, homeboy, I had the coochie in check. But then I got this real back cramp in my neck. Now my back got sore. But this little heifer kept humping in my face like she was on a dance floor. But that's what I get for having Susie Q for dinner. Got stuck in her creamy pink center. Help me. You gotta hear me now. You think this is a joke, huh, girl? Yeah. Hey. Well, my nigga, you ought to save yourself some grief. If it ain't worth having a little hair in your teeth, don't fuck with it. Cause you'll come up short with a full pair of nuts and a lump in your throat. Cause even though she's fiending, she don't want you seeming. She just want a tongue to keep her ass creaming. But I'ma let her know, baby doll, I can't do it. Not in focus.
cause all coochie got a catch to it. See, I don't know who been digging you out and dicking you down. I ain't the first girl, so I can't clown, but it's fine. I'ma tell you how it's done. You gotta tell the hoe it's 68 and I owe you one. Cause if you don't, then she'll play you like a sucker. Have you licking on a lollipop.
Dumb mother.
Yeah, but it ain't no tripping on mine.
Why is that?
Cause condoms are hard to find. And even if your dick's protected, you can still catch the high by doing a nosedive. So be cautious and don't be anxious. Even though you never could, now you really can't trust these sketches. But niggas still put they nuts in the fry. Then they get burnt and they wanna fight fire with fire. And bring the bitch back, but to solve that, don't bear back. And please don't eat the cookie. Yeah. You gotta hear me, baby. I can't do it, girl. So now you know, ain't nothing fly about the pale tongue licking. And be real safe with the girls you're sticking. Cause if you bear back way back in the day, then you could be on your way out. And it don't get no brighter when you're walking around with a tongue like a lighter. Big, flick, sparking, often sitting in the middle of the clinic, coughing. And for the diehard bareback villain, they got shit that kills penicillin. Dwelling all in your system, killing you slow. A real jacked up way to go. So next time you get a BB in your bed, make sure you got you a helmet for the head. Have a wash up if the hoe is a hoochie, and keep your mouth away from that coochie. You gotta hear me, baby. I'm telling you. Do you feel me? You gotta hear me, girl. No, I can't do it. I can come close, though. I might lick your belly button and shit.
That voice box right there, you know, that Zapp and Roger fucking feel right there with that little ending right there. Don't eat the coochie. Can I eat it? My boy DJ Quick, straight out of Compton, California, busting that jam for you right there on the Spanish Fly Experience. Doing it differently tonight up in here. Of course, you know, I had to fucking, you know, travel from the city of Sacktown, man, and fucking come take care of this shit right here. I had a fucking, you know, the brains behind the operation. I just had to just throw him up on the show, man. You know what I mean? Because it wouldn't be right if I didn't show my homie some love, man. This fool right here, blood, sweat, and tears going to this fucking podcast on a daily, on a weekend. I'm sorry, on a weekly basis. Like fucking days, months. Yeah, weekly. But I think it's Tall Cans, man. I had to go while the song was playing. I had to go re-up on another Tall Can, you know. Yeah. Cheers, my brother. Yes, yeah, right.
Cheers, dude.
Hell yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Rudy Herrera, man. The producer behind my shit. You know, the
probably going to be the last time you hear my voice for a while.
Nah, fuck all that, man. We're going to do whatever we can. Man, even though, you know, I don't know. Maybe not, you know. Depends on how good you act. It depends on how good of a, you know, how well you do, man, you know. But I know you be doing a good job every single week, man. Fucking nice. Podcast. Oh, no problem, brother. Nope, the podcast just be sounding fucking more and more dope every single fucking week. And please don't mind the talk in the background, the chit-chat behind us, you know.
That's the beauty of being live, right?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking, you know, we can't control what goes on behind us. We can, but we don't want to be those kind of guys. We're going to be gentlemen and let them fuck around, make all that noise behind us, right?
That's what happens when you're not in the studio. Like, if you're in the studio, then it's a lot quieter. But more quieter.
Yeah, of course.
but we're not in the studio. We're just like out here on my pad, and we're chilling, and we happen to have studio equipment here.
Shit, that's what I'm talking about, man. Fucking love this shit right here, bro. I feel like I'm actually at my my studio, my radio station, little fucking gig that I do every single Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at KUB 96.5 FM. We are the voice of Sacktown over there, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, look, I feel like I'm already doing the damn show. I'm starting to go off into a whole other thing, man.
Let
him
know what's up, dude.
Yeah. Spanish probably be dropping it fucking hot over there in the city of Sacktown. I come over here to Fresno, and the fucking, you know, right here with this recording stuff in the Herrera Garage. We just had to bring the boy, like I said, man. I had to bring him up live over here, man. We had to do this today, man.
Oh, we had to.
You know, we've had, you know, numerous podcasts already put out there, man. And this time around, like I said, you know, we just want
to.
I think
we're going to episode 7 now. I think this is episode 7.
Episode 7, man. We're doing it big up in this motherfucker, man. Nonstop, fucking, you know, bringing the tracks every single week. You know, that's just how we roll around here, you know.
How fucking. Yeah,
we just talk some shit too at the same time. You know, we just, you know, we didn't really want to like talk about the whole can I eat it coochie shit. You know what I'm saying?
That just went off track, dude.
Yeah, that just went off track, man.
Everything we've been talking about this far is getting off track.
It was just a little unorthodox today, man, but it's all good. That's how we, you know, I guess that's just kind of what makes it fun, you know, just sitting there bullshitting, talking about whatever the fuck you want to talk about just makes it more fun to me, you know. That's just
the beauty of a podcast.
The beauty
right?
of a fucking podcast, man. I can imagine what it's like if we actually had a real radio show. You know, hey, you never know. One day this might fucking, somebody might be
off the air, dude. That's what exactly what.
Oh, well,
happen.
Yeah, we got to take away, we got to dot, you know, how they say, dot all the I's, cross all the T's, mind our P's and Q's, all that bullshit in the alphabet, and, especially me, man. I know. Probably even you, motherfucker. We got to watch out for the... Man, we would have to watch out for the bad words, man. Cuss words and shit, you know?
I have a mouth on me, man. You can't keep me silent, man. You,
man, you know, you got a mouth
podcast,
on you that eats...
Dude, that's it.
You know, you got a lot of... You got a big mouth, too, man.
Oh. Yeah. Damn,
yeah,
I'm just...
Right? I, you know, we all... Me, too. I know I got a big mouth and a fucking big gut right here. All the tacos we be grubbing on every single fucking...
You got a big head to go with it.
Yeah, that's right. I got that big head. Lots of brains up in this head, man. Lots of brains up in here. It's not a waste of space, let me tell you.
Hey, man, that's what keeps the radio going, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's just what keeps the bullshit flowing, man. That's how we do it around here. You know, like I said, you know, we are right here in the city of Fresno taking care of you on this weekly podcast that my boy takes care of, you know. Yeah, that's how we do. You know, I go ahead and I voice it, bring up the songs, and we just come together, make the Spanish Fly experience.
You know what, but I want to give everybody a little bit of insight. Like, this is fucking crazy the way we fucking do it. Like, so the way we do it and the way we do this podcast is like that he records everything that he's saying,
you know,
in Sacramento.
Yep.
And then he sends me all the vocals and everything, and then I do everything here in Fresno. So like, it's like we make this podcast like in two different fucking cities.
Yeah,
it's crazy as fuck.
The beauty of technology,
and we have a fucking following that, I mean, I don't know if you paid attention, but like I can view all the people who see you.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
And it's like we have a fucking following. We have a couple hundred people who actually listen to our shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what,
yeah.
I mean, a couple hundred, you like, at first you kind of think like a couple hundred, that's it, that's all you got. But it's like, this is a fucking podcast that nobody knows who we are.
See,
we're not fucking
yeah.
famous, you know what I mean? We're just a couple of guys who just want to fucking just do something like this. That's
of course,
cool.
Hell yeah.
And we have a couple hundred fucking people who fucking follow, you know what I mean? It's just, we get weekly applause from everything. I mean, we do everything off of a fucking Anchor app, which is an app that you can get off free off of fucking Google Play.
Yeah.
And then that they host everything on everything else, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like they host our podcast on everything else. That's what I'm trying to say. And so, like, on Spotify, iTunes, all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's kind of fucking crazy, like, how technology's came a long fucking way.
Yeah, it's evolved into a whole other fucking ball of wax. And motherfuckers is, you know, some of these people don't even know what they got in their hands, man. They just look at it like, you know, as a fucking bookend or something like that. They don't look at it as a technology that is inside that fucking device that you can hold in your hand, man. You know? I remember back in the day, you used to roll with fucking books and CDs and shit, man, to fucking listen to in the car or anywhere. Now all you got to do is just fucking download, you know, music into a fucking thing that's probably the size of a fucking thumbnail, you know, and you got like thousands of fucking songs on there. You never thought that you'd be able to do something like that.
Well, you don't even
like
have to do that anymore. Now all you got to do is just send it like via fucking MP3 player.
Yeah, or you know what I mean? Like, plug into your car and shit, or wherever the fuck you are.
Or like an app, right?
Yeah.
So it's fucking crazy because back in the day, like, we used to get our fucking boom boxes and like hit fucking play and record, and we know what I'm talking about?
We're praying for the DJ to shut the fuck up so we could listen to our song. Yeah,
right.
I remember those days.
Then we make our own mixtapes and shit off of that shit, right?
Yeah.
But now, like, you could be the DJ now. Uh-huh. Like, you could actually download this app and you could, like, do shit like how we're doing now.
Yeah. You know,
it's
kind of
crazy.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy how technology has evolved to where it's at today. And you know what? It's probably just going to get even more better and better and better. You know, it's like.
Oh, definitely.
Eventually, you're going to have two motherfuckers that sound like us be on the radio doing a fucking show one day. But you know what? All it is fucking robots, man. A fucking. False void. What do you call that? I can't even think of the fucking word right now. Like, I don't want to say prefabricated, but just a voice that was just downloaded into a fucking system and used with words to, you know, make a show. And it's going to be not even natural, man. It takes away the whole fucking naturality of fucking radio.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think the way technology is growing, that it's going to be people like me and you doing something out of a garage or out of a studio.
I hope so. I hope this trend continues, man, because this is the type of you know, way we want to roll, the direction that we want to roll, and we want to just, you know, continue just to entertain people with our voices, our minds, and
for sure,
just, you know, whatever comes to mind, the bullshit about, you know, this just been actually, man, I'm actually enjoying doing this fucking podcast right here. I think out of all the ones that I've done, this is by far the most funnest and most fucking best
seven,
one I've done,
right?
Lucky Seven,
this is the seventh podcast. Lucky Seven.
Yeah, that's right, man. Just don't let me go to the casino. I might try to use that fucking.
Give me some money, shit.
Shit, I'll hook you up, man. You know I got you, man.
Ching ching.
Yeah, it probably will go to fucking more beer and tacos. If anything, that's what that motherfucking money will go to.
Hey, man, I wouldn't want it to go any other way other than that.
Of course, yeah, or maybe investing in the Villains and Saints, man. Maybe making it bigger than what it is.
Shit.
You know,
well, Villains and Saints is growing. It's growing.
Yes,
man.
It is.
I mean, we only been around for a couple of years now, but it's not even a couple of years. It's like a year and a half.
It's about barely a year, about a year.
Yeah,
and
but
half,
it's growing. Like, people are knowing what's up. I mean, we have Instagram, Facebook, and like everybody knows what's up. You know what I mean? Like, they're slowly grabbing on to what we got. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I know I made Villains and Saints fucking clothing famous one time. This was last year. I can't remember the motherfucker's name, but he's a basketball player for the Sacramento Kings, the NBA Sacramento Kings. Yeah, they may suck balls, but you know what? It's still an NBA team. They still got players. They're still known throughout the world.
I mean, Niners suck balls. And fucking
yeah, so do the Cowboys, but we don't want to get into that one right there. You know, little Dak Prescott is starting to look like a fucking kindergartner out there. He's all lost and shit, but we don't want to get into that, right?
At least he doesn't have a broken leg like fucking Derek Carr.
Or fucking Aaron Rodgers, too. That motherfucker. I don't know how that
motherfucker's clutch is fucked, dude.
How the fuck did he win the game on one leg, man? And you know what? I don't know if you guys saw the ending to that game, the interview, but that fool was
aliens.
On drugs, man.
Aliens.
they planted some seeds up in his fucking brain, and they controlled him and shit. Like a fucking SpongeBob with fucking plankton and fucking controlling the brain and bullshit. You know, I don't know. That fool was on drugs, man. He was uttering and muttering some bullshit on that fucking
interview. Everybody's on drugs these days, man.
Yeah, but even the NFL players are on drugs, man. Out there.
Most of the Cowboys players, I mean, that's my team, but most of the Cowboys players are fucking on drugs, and that's what attracts Jerry Jones to hire all these guys. You know what I mean?
Jerry Jones is a fucking drug. He's a fucking addicted, but you know he's a bad habit. Oh, my God, Jerry Jones, what's wrong with you, man?
He owns all
of
you.
We need to send you motherfuckers to rehab to fucking get some anti-Jerry Jones. You know, we need to get you guys away from that fucking poison called the Cowboys team, man.
Get the fuck out of here, man. No way.
Hey, at least we're not the owner of the fucking Oakland Raiders who traded away fucking Khalil Mack, right?
Somebody get that guy a fucking barber. That guy has a fucked up haircut.
That motherfucker look like Lloyd Christmas from fucking Dumb and Dumber and shit. Fucking punk ass. You want to hear the most annoying noise in the world? I traded away Khalil Mack. You dumb motherfucker, you.
Khalil Mack goes to the Bears and just fucking dominates the fucking side.
Yeah, for fucking one half, and he sucked balls the second half. Fucking, what was that, Randall Cobb, whatever the fuck, caught that 80-yard touchdown. And I'm Khalil Mack. I'm the $100 million man. I'm going to get him up. fall flat on the fucking end zone and dude scores a touchdown,
you sound
and
like
the
a
Bears
hater.
Lose the game. You know what?
You sound like a hater.
Yeah, I'm not being a hater. I'm just fucking laughing at the Raider fans. Well, and, you know, and I'm laughing at Chicago, okay, too, for putting all that money in Khalil Mack.
They lose the game. Why? Who do they go up against?
Fucking a one-legged fucking quarterback who they went against. That's who won the fucking game.
But the guy who can make something happen out of nothing, right?
That's Aaron Rodgers for you, man. That guy's like a fucking bag of magic, man. I'm telling you.
If that guy scratched a lottery ticket, he would be even more fucking rich than he is.
He don't
now.
Need to scratch a lottery ticket. He already has the Green Bay Packers. That's a lottery ticket right there. He fucking won millions of fucking dollars from them already. This year, signed that fat-ass contract, man. You know?
Man, he sold his soul to the devil.
You know, that's probably that fucking, what's that, Illuminati bullshit right there. You know, he going to be fucking... He gonna break a leg and the soul's gonna come out his leg and fucking and after that he's gonna shrivel up and die right there in the field. That's fucked up, huh? Poor cut. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Enough for that guy. Man, dude, we gotta get back to the music.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, we start talking, man, having some fun up in here. That's how we roll, man. This is just, you know, another edition of Spanish
Flight.
Right
now, Hyphy Daniel's listening to this and he wants to know when the music's coming back.
He's probably right now probably laughing at the bullshit we talk. He probably wishes he was right here doing this with us, you know.
I know, man. Invite yourself.
Yeah, you know. But you know what? Pause it and start talking and see if we actually answer you. Probably not, but we'll do our best. All right. City of Fresno. Happening right here on Spanish Fly Experience. Yeah, 559 up in this motherfucker. And speaking of 559, this artist right here is straight from the 559. Too bad he didn't make any more songs than what he fucking made. Like, you know, what's that one, Time After Time? And then what's that one slow song? I can't even think of the fucking name right now.
I'm just going to tell you, though. He's fucking hilarious as fuck on Facebook.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. He has a lot of haters, too, man. I know this dude didn't really do too much off of...
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm gonna kind of spoil the fucking what you're trying to go with. But anybody got a problem with Timmy T, got a problem with me.
Of course, me too, man. That's why I show him love by playing his songs on my show in Sacktown, man. Letting everybody know that Timmy T can still drop it like it's motherfucking hot.
He's Captain Save-A-Ho. You know, he fucking...
Yeah, I heard about that little fight that
he
had.
Yeah, he separated that fight.
Separated that fight over there right here at the east side of Fresno.
Yeah,
two chicks over there fucking, you know, growling and grinning and doing whatever the fuck.
Two ratchet-ass chicks.
Yeah, I know. That's fucking, I ain't going to say anymore. Don't want to say anything about ratchet chicks in Fresno.
Wait, hold on. Oh, shit. It was one of your family members that was actually in the fight.
No, what?
Okay, so, we're getting word from, like, people who are, like, in the background. Paul was somewhat related through family to these people. No, that's not what happened.
What?
You know what? No, what? You know, whatever. Timmy T, you a fucking hero. I seen your cape. You Captain Save-A-Ho. I see you.
Yeah. Do your fucking, do the Cabbage Patch while you at it, man.
Boo-boo.
Yeah, do that fucking dance that Captain Save-A-Ho does in his video. He's like, I want to be saved. Saving two hoes. Going at it. I bet you they're fighting over some dumb motherfucking shit.
Get some advice from E-40 and, you know, Captain Save-A-Ho.
That's how we roll. So, you know what, Timmy T? We salute you, brother.
I'm going to tag you in this post, Timothy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna post this on you, and you better listen halfway through, at least 50 minutes through. Oh, fucking hell. 50 minutes? We've been talking this long?
It's all good, man. I guess we're just going to have a little talking segment with some songs in between. You know what? Hey, sometimes radio stations do that. Sometimes podcasts do that. They don't give a fuck, all right? So let me tell you like this, though. We're going to show my boy Timmy T love. We're going to go ahead and bust this cut right here. This song is called What Will I Do? Taking you back to 1990, flashing your back. The Spanish Fly Experience right here along with Rudy Herrera. That's how we roll around this bitch. Play that thing.
You meant the world to me.
T, what will I do? Spanish Fly Experience. With your boy Spanish Fly up in this motherfucker tonight, you know. And, of course, I had a special guest, you know, my boy that we've been rolling with. Doing this hour-long podcast. Usually my limit is 45 minutes or so, but since we said we're just going to go freestyle today, balls out, we don't give a fuck. We're still rolling through this motherfucker, man. And, of course, you know, the man to make it possible, my boy Rudy Herrera.
Hey,
he was cracking. So, you know. Oh, excuse me. That's what happens when you drink brew and try to do a fucking podcast at the same time. Those uncontrollable burps that just decided just want to just come out and make their presence known that, yeah, that they're doing the job tonight. I don't want to be too gross, man. You know, see, look at that. See, look at that. Oh, hold on. Wait. Oh, wait. Come on. Work for me. There we go. We got it. Cracking open another brew for this little session right here, you know. And actually, I got to say, you know, doing the show like this, man, it makes it a lot more fun, you know. And
definitely.
You know, just how we roll, man, how we do things around here, you know. I like to use that term, how we roll, because, you know, you can't tumble, you know, you can't fucking amble or whatever sachet, whatever the fuck around here, because we rolling. We rolling through shit. Rolling. Keep that music rolling. Yeah. You don't want to hear me. You don't want to hear me fucking sing today, you know. But my name is Spanish Fly. Like I said, you know, we're doing this live pre-recorded podcast. I don't know. It don't give a fuck what kind of podcast it is, man. We're just doing it tonight, man.
It doesn't really matter if it's pre-recorded or anything like that. We're always going to release it, like, on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
So, we're going to record it all different days of the week and this and that. But, I mean, the whole goal is to get it on a Friday.
Yeah.
And the reason we get it on a Friday is so you can get your Friday going, get your feel-good
get
music.
Get that fucking weekend started, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So,
put up with bullshit at work, you know.
Oh, yeah. So you can listen to it on your way to work, while you're at work, or even if you're, like, working nights. I mean, it doesn't matter. Listen to it on a Friday and get your weekend going, you know what I mean? And if you don't work, and if you have to work a weekend, at least you listen to something that's going to get your weekend started.
Yeah. You know, kind of loosen up the nerves a little bit, you know, kind of. You know, a little bit of shoulder massaging, man. Just to like, all right, you got this, man. You got this. Go ahead and go out there and do it, man. Fucking knock shit out. Get the work day done. Come home to the family, chill. Maybe watch some football. There's some football available to watch. You know, I know Saturday's college football. Sunday's NFL football. I know a lot of you guys got fantasy football teams out there, you know, like I do. That's a whole other fucking touchy subject for me, man. I don't know, bro. I think I got fucking bad luck when it comes to fucking fantasy football, man. I can't do it, dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck, man.
I'm the same way, man. I play FanDuel.
Yeah.
And, you know, FanDuel, like, they have you, like, put in some money, you know, and you kind of just play, like, $1 per game or $2 per game. And, dude, I mean, I'll start off really, really well. But it seems like my finishers, man, they can't come through, you know, and I don't come up.
Yeah, you know what it is with me. But my biggest thing is, I'll draft a player, and I'll go ahead and start him. And the year before, he does well. But when I have him on my team, he don't give me shit. I don't get no fucking points. I maybe get like a few catches or maybe a few runs for like fucking 40, 50 yards, but motherfucker ain't scoring touchdowns, you know, like he should be like me. I had fucking Joe Mixon, or what's his name, the running back from Cincinnati Bengals, and the guy that I played had fucking, what's the name of that receiver they got, AJ Green from Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
That motherfucker right there got 3 fucking touchdowns and gave him like fucking alone just 18 points with another 6 fucking points. He only had like 68 yards receiving, but that's fucking 6 points. That's 24 fucking points. Fucking, my running back had like 60, 70 yards. Only gave me like 7 fucking points. So I'm already down like fucking a whole shitload of points. And not only that, this motherfucker got hurt, man. My running back got hurt. My starting running back got hurt. And now he may be out for, you know, who knows how long he's going to be out for. Now I'm out fucking.
That's why you gotta play FanDuel. And I don't mean to fucking put you guys out there to FanDuel. This is not sponsored by FanDuel.
Nope.
But
it's sponsored by Villains and Saints Clothing, by the way.
God damn right. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that I play that fantasy football, and even if you lost your running back, your quarterback, your, you know, wide receiver, whatever, next week is a whole new week. You can pick brand new people.
Damn.
So, I mean, in all reality, I think that site is the site to go to when it comes to doing fantasy football.
But don't you, like, have to, like, invest money on a weekly basis or something?
No, you don't. Like, okay, so, like, last season, right, I put in $10, right?
Yeah.
I put in $10 last week. And I didn't play every week. That's the thing, though. You don't have to play every week.
Yeah.
It's if you want to. I didn't play every week. So when I came into this season, I had $8 still left in my account.
Wow.
That means I could play for another additional 8 weeks if I play.
It's like a dollar a week?
It's like a dollar a week, pretty much. $2 a week, depending on what category you pick. You know
yeah,
I mean?
That's like an 11-week hiatus, though, you know, because there's like 17 weeks or something like that in football. So like about a 7-week hiatus.
Even if you add $20 into this fucking account of yours, you could play for 20 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, like me, I invested $100 in my shit, man, believe it or not. And, you know, I felt pretty good about my draft, man. You know, we drafted this place called Twin Peaks over there in Sacramento with my boy Brian Hernandez out of Sacramento, California.
Yo, yo, yo.
You know, he you know, he's the one who started the league. You know, we had a couple other people, like my boy Bob Follis and another boy Jonathan Taramaro, Juan Gonzalez. You know, these motherfuckers are part of my group. And, you know, they helped me, you know, not help me, but we all got together and formed this little team, you know. And like, you know, like I said, you know, it just tripped me out, man. Like I was saying, you know, fucking, I can't get no fucking points, man. Like, no matter how hard I try, man. I think maybe I have to give up fantasy football for a year. I've been playing honest football.
You need to go to the site that I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to try that next year. But you know what, though? I think I was off for like 2 years and I didn't play fantasy football. I was fucking aching like I fucking, like I needed drugs, man. Like I needed that shit to get my fucking body going. Believe it or not, fucking fantasy football is a motherfucking drug, man. You cannot be without it, at least in my point. And at least, you know,
you're a gambling man.
Huh?
That just tells me you're a gambling man.
Of course, I'm a gambling man, but you know what? I fucking gamble. When it comes to fucking money, I always come up on the short end. Gosh dang. I think I need to just hang up my gambling hat for a little while, you know?
Hang it up, bro. Hang it up, man. Maybe it ain't for everyone.
You know, gambling ain't for me. I know that's for sure, you know? You know, the only thing I know is for me is this fucking brew that we're going through tonight.
Enjoy the sights from the sideline.
Ah, shit, man. You know what? Fuck that. I ain't a fucking clipboard holder, man. I got to be in the game. I got to be playing. I got to do what I got to do,
and
man.
You got to go to the site that I'm telling you about.
Yeah, I think I maybe got to do that at least when it comes to the gambling part, man, you know.
Hey, yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun. You still get the full feel.
Yeah, you get the full feel of the gambling. Just like Dr. Dre, he gambled with this chick right here, I think, honestly. Michelle A, you know, you remember Michelle A, the girl with
her.
Yeah, you know, the one with the high-pitched voice, you know.
Yeah.
But she sang like a, man, she sang like a beast, but talked like a fucking midget, man.
Beautiful voice, beautiful.
Beautiful voice, but like I said, she sang like a beast, but talked like a midget, man. She had that little high-pitched voice, you know. I can't even fucking compare it to that kind of voice, man.
Hey, man. Unique.
She's unique in her own way.
Definitely.
Dr. Dre seen it. I know she probably has some unique, you know, female parts that turned him on, man, that fucking led him
there
to be
good,
you know.
There you go, talk about that shit again.
Hey, man, can't help it, man. I'm a fucking dude, man. I got, you know, that shit running through my mind all the time, and I'm talking about females, not
God
males,
damn,
right? Gosh damn. That's how we roll on this motherfucker. That's what we do.
All right, let's get to it, man.
All right, man. You know, I said I got my girl right here, about ready. She's on deck to fucking sing the song right here. This is Michelle. This is actually not the album version. This is the extended fucking remix right here. And I love this song right here. Just that, you know, the beat to the song right here just gets you going, man. Just makes you want to just start dancing no matter where the fuck you stand. Even if you got a beer in your hand, this is where you'd be like, here, homie, hold my beer while I dance to this song. But, you know, it is what it is, man.
I got this, fam.
Yeah, that's right. This is my girl right here. Like I said, her name is Michelle. This song is off of her first album. I don't even think it had a name to the album. But, yeah, I remember I bought this album at Payless. Yes, Payless, before it turned into Rite Aid. That's right. I bought this shit over right there on Kings Canyon and Clovis Avenue, right here in the city of Fresno.
That's actually not far from where we're broadcasting.
Yeah, right here. We're not too far right here, man. We're fucking a couple of miles away. And, yeah, that place is, I don't even know what the fuck is standing there now. What is that, like a Vons? Or I don't even know what is right there anymore.
There's a couple things.
Yeah, there's some stores right there, man. But I know it's not Rite Aid. I know it's not fucking Payless, whatever the fuck that name of that fucking store was. But anyway, this is No More Lies, and you get it right here with the remix of Spanish Fly Experience along with my boy Rudy Herrera.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's play this fucking song.
Girl for me. Go.
more knives. Chalet. Dope jam. Love it. Actually, yeah, it was 1990. Yeah, when that song came out right there. Yeah, we got the females in the back talking to smack, do what they do. You know, Spanish Fly Experience right here. With Spanish Fly right here, along with my boy Rudy Herrera.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this has been a fucking fun-ass show to do, man. I'm telling you, I had fun for this fucking last hour and a half. Damn, we're talking some smack and playing some music up in here, man. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been by far, though, like I said, the most funnest experience that I had when it comes to doing podcasts. And, you know, like I tell you, you guys, I know, hope you guys enjoyed this show. Hope you guys enjoyed us talking to Smag, man. But, you know, as much as, you know, we want to still keep on talking, we're going to go ahead and just cut it short. We're just going to cut it out right here, man. Thank you. You know, thank you, Rudy, for being a part of this.
Thanks,
you know,
dude.
Thank you for having me here to do the podcast. You know, like I said, we had to meet the brains. We had the operation. We had to make sure that we show this guy love, man. We can't just go on with a show and not just be like, you know, Rudy Herrera, is that a phantom? Is that a ghost? What's going on? We're going to bring this guy to life, man. We brought him to life here tonight. And here he is with us right here, just chilling.
Nothing but real.
Nothing but real, man. Flesh and bone right here. And fucking motherfucker is just, you know, smart dude right here taking care of business with the fucking, with this app right here taking care of the podcast.
Hey, real quick, though, man. Villains and Saints Clothing, man.
Go ahead, shout them out, man. Do what you got to do.
So, like, the brand that we have is VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. You hear it on every single show that this guy puts out. And we're 7 episodes deep, and you finally hear my voice. I am one of 2 of the creators of Villains and Saints Clothing.
Oh, shit.
And my partner, Dan Medina, out there. And
Big Dan.
Yeah, shout out to Big Dan. And we made this brand in order to support the people out there. They support
them.
You know, when I was growing up, you know, I wore Fat Farm and Echo and all that stuff, and it just felt like it was something cool to wear. But you know what? I was always looking for that support. You know, that
something that's yours, man.
Yeah,
you
that
know.
Brotherhood. You know, what
the
I'm
brotherhood.
Talking about?
Yeah,
that brotherhood. So like, that's what me and Dan Medina want to do with the brand. We want to create like a brotherhood. A fan base, if you will, you know?
And
have people be proud to wear Villains and Saints Clothing.
So, you know,
VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com, that's where you can find our stuff. And then if you go into VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com, you pick out what you want, and inside the checkout box and everything, you have a promo box.
And you get that 10% off, like you say, off. Spanish Fly. You mentioned
all
Spanish
you
Fly,
put in
you
there
know?
Is Spanish Fly.
Yeah.
10% off.
Awesome. You know, it feels good that I know that I can get some shit 10% off, man, you know? Most of my time I had a hard time taking a lot of things 100% off, but you know, I succeeded every now and then. I guess that's why I got 2 kids, right?
There you go.
And that's why I got married too, man, you know. You know, did whatever I had to do, man, to get that shit 100% off, but you know,
no, man, thanks for doing this podcast for me.
Nah, man. No, thank you for having me here. Thank you for allowing me to do this podcast right here in the city of Fresno with my boy Rudy Herrera and the family right here in this garage. We don't give a fuck, man. We roll raw up in this motherfucker, and we're going to bring it to you in, you know, the most professional but fucked up way we can possibly bring you this.
That's all we
and
know.
That's how we roll up in this motherfucker. Like I said, I've been saying that all night. And by the way, Rudy, it's time to end this podcast, man.
That's cool, man. You all know, good things come to an end.
That's right. Aside, you know, from all the other podcasts, this fantastic one, the Lucky 7,
will come. 7.
Yeah, that's right. And if you guys are listening to us, I suggest you guys go to the casino and you guys win some money. Don't forget about your boy, Spanish Fly. Don't forget about your boy, Rudy Herrera, man. We're the ones that brought you guys the idea to go to the casino and gamble your motherfucking
nothing
ass off.
Good juju going
nothing
out for
but
you
good
guys.
Juju. Fucking, we're going to bring out the Buddha. We're going to rub the belly of that motherfucker. We're going to do whatever we can to make sure you guys get that good juju up inside of you.
Hell yeah. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys for
7 episodes deep, and thank you for listening this far.
Nah, man. You know, like I said, if it weren't for you, Rudy, none of these motherfucking listeners would be out there listening. Now, you know what? Tell your mama. Tell your daddy. Tell your granny. Don't give a fuck who you tell. Let her know that Spanish Fly is doing it big every single week with Spanish Fly Splashbacks.
Yay.
KUB 96.5. And, of course, doing it right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. doing this podcast. You know, of course, being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. Yeah, yeah. All right, it's time to bring this motherfucker to an end, unfortunately.
Too goddamn bad.
Too bad. It's time to put this motherfucker to bed. And what fitting way we should do this is by a fucking group that I don't know who the fuck sings this. All I know is the Three Men and a Baby sang this motherfucking song. And we're just about to put this motherfucker to bed, like I said.
Rock-a-bye, motherfucking baby.
Rock-a-bye, motherfucking baby, exactly. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. Slowing it down for you. Taking it fucking deep and slow. Old school for you. Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Spanish Fly out. Rudy Herrera, you know, for my boy Rudy Herrera.
Peace out, everyone.
Peace out, guys. Thank you guys for listening to this fucking podcast.
Thank you.
Look forward to another fresh one next week as well. Bringing it to you live right here in the city of Fresno. Good night, everybody. And let the song say good night as well. Spanish Fly out.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Mother, oh, and your father would like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to villainsandsaintsclothing.com and use promo code SPANISHFLY to get 10% off your next order.